This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge that we gain at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We're thanking God for the teaching us to be like God, which is perfect. He said, "Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." And now I present unto you our great pastor that's teaching us to be perfect, to do all of the laws of God. Our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank God for your Elder Batiste, for our elders, missionaries, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on. Moses and all the prophets, we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to talk about bringing God's ark home today. Before we get into that thought, the ensemble have a number, There They Be.
The law, thy will, oh how love I the name of Jesus. The word, the Father gave me commands to live by. For my sight, and someone to show me the way. And this one, God sent, measures every step I make. Not by my steps, but by fruits my spirit tells all. How the law keeps me separate from the world. Stirs my rest. It's my peace, it's my joy. I'm knowing how I am blessed, keeping all 10, free from all sin. 'Cause you promised Abraham,
I'm not the ludicrous, I've got boundaries.
Bring
out so love, voice, salvation came unto me, aloud with power, preaching unto believers to keep the law, just believe. He is heaven sent, yes he is, he said just follow me.
Jesus.
Like Moses,
beautiful. There they be, talking about God's laws. They're in the ark. The ark is God's resting place. You and I, we are the ark if we're keeping God's commandments. Now that's where God's word rests. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. These I mentioned because they kept God's commandments and their works do follow them. We're following them as they follow the Lord. Following them in the Spirit, walking in the commandments, blameless. That's our strive. That's what we do here. We're going to talk about bringing the Ark of God home. And it's only talking about bringing God's word because so many are preaching, they say or feel or think they're preaching God's word, and they're not. They're preaching traditions. They're preaching about God. And you might think, I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, if you follow this rule, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What gave wisdom yesterday gives wisdom today. He says, Jesus. It is Jesus. Jesus is the word. And if you keep the word, you will have understanding. The fourth verse, first verse, 4 and 1 in Deuteronomy, just to set the tone again, because it's all about a formula here.
Yes.
All right. 4 and 1 says what?
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you for to do them.
So all you back up under the old Mosaic laws, we're yet up under those laws today. It's not talking about pulling your ox and your ass out of the mire. It's about your neighbor's car, their children, their clothes, their this, their that. It's yet honoring the father and the mother.
Yes.
Loving thy neighbor as yourself. We are dealing with different things, but basically the same. And the statutes and judgments is nothing but God's word broken down that pertain to the things we deal with today. What?
That ye may live and go in and possess the land.
So wherever we may be, whether we are in Greece, Russia, China, the United States, Belgium, South America, whatever, we can possess ourselves in the will of God,
right,
having dominion over ourselves that we might be pleasing to God.
Yes.
Go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers, what?
Giveth you.
Giveth you what?
Mm-hmm. Ye shall not add unto the word.
So it's talking about the word, because the word are statutes and judgments. They're 10 precepts. It's called God's commandments, and it's called the law. You shall not add unto the word, what?
Which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it.
What?
That ye may keep the commandments.
Because the word is the commandments, that we may keep it. Mm-hmm. That means it's doable if you don't add or if you don't take away. That you may keep the commandments of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Your God, which I command you.
He commanded us to do this.
God. Yes.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But the sixth verse says again,
keep therefore and do them.
Now, why would God ask us to keep and do if we couldn't do it? Moses was faithful in all his house. He was able to do this. And all of those that followed him, everyone was not destroyed in the wilderness. Many landed into holiness. Many went on to glory. Read.
For this is your wisdom and your understanding.
So when we keep God's word, it's wisdom to understand God, to understand his word. It's wisdom and understanding what?
In the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
What?
For what nation is there
what
so great?
Church or people anywhere have the 10 precepts as their foundation and don't have God. What nation is there so great? What?
Who hath God so nigh unto
you? You want God nigh unto you, close to you? Keep God's commandments, whether you feel him or not. He's there. He's close. Yes. What?
As the Lord our God is in all these things now, that we call upon him for.
The commandments, it's like unto an ark because it's a place of safety. Yes. It's a resting place. The ark is God. You and I become an ark when we take the word in and rest there. Maybe you don't understand what I'm saying, but if you begin to keep God's commandments, you'll understand. Read.
And what nation is there so great?
What nation is there so great of people? It's not talking about because your congregation is 10,000. It's not talking about a kingdom. It's talking about a people. And that could be one or more. What nation is there so great?
That hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law.
Nothing is as righteous as God's word, as his law, as his commandment. Nothing stands against it. Nothing prevails against it. Because it's God.
Right.
What?
Which I set before you this day.
It's set before you, and everyone that God sends should set the word before you. Now, many say they're preaching the word and don't know that the word is law. Yes. It's commandments. It's God. Yes. It's Jesus. Yes. It's the same thing. It's eternal life. Yes. It's the ark of safety. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Chronicles 13:1.
Right.
So now, you might not want to say Pastor Boy. You might say, now, Brother Boy. Whatever you want to call me, that's fine.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
I've been called many things. It's not a problem. You might not want to say this is that's not God. That's that God is not an ark. He's styled as an ark. God wears many names. On his head are many crowns. He's called many different names. He's the Lord. And he's an ark of refuge. He's a tower.
Thank God.
1 Chronicles 13:1. What does it say?
And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader.
Every leader. We want everyone that hear this message. Get your leader and go to your leader and ask him about God's commandments. Ask him about the ark of safety, the ark of the covenant. Because the Ark of the Covenant houses God's commandments. That's a place of refuge. Read.
And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, If it seem good unto you,
we're saying to every churchgoer that may hear this message, if it seem good unto you, what?
And that it be of the Lord our God.
And if this is of God now, if it sounds good to you, and if it be of God, what?
Let us send abroad unto your brethren everywhere.
Unto our brethren everywhere.
That our left in all the land of Israel.
Let us Send abroad unto our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, all the churchgoers. Don't make no difference where you are. You may be called Presbyterian. You may be called Judaism. You may be called Lutheranism. You're called by his name, and he's called many things. But where is the ark of God? Because that's truly where God dwells, in the ark. What?
And with them also to the priests and Levites, which are in their cities and suburbs.
What?
That they may gather themselves unto us.
Let's gather together in unity, one mind. Isn't that beautiful? Like unto prisoners of the Lord. We want to gather together in unity. What?
And let us bring again the ark of our God to us.
Let's bring the ark back. Let's bring back God's commandments. Because you're only preaching God's word. You say, I'm preaching the word of God. But if you offend in one point, if you add, if you take away, you're not preaching God's commandments. Let's bring again the ark of our God to us. What?
For we inquired not at it in the day of Saul.
We inquired not at it. Mm-hmm. In the days of Saul. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Honesty.
Right.
We haven't had the commandments taught to us for decades. Moreover, we've been taught the commandments have been done away with. It's a lie, because the commandments is God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It says you should not add unto it, nor take away. Matthew 24 and 37. I know it sounds strange to so many that hear my voice, because this is not what the fathers teach. And those fathers are those that teach Catholicism, Lutheranism, Baptist, Methodist. These are the fathers that we've come up under. And they've been teaching in error. Some know and still teach in error. Some don't know, and many don't know. Because the scripture says, he that saith, I know him and keep it not his commandments is a liar. And that's what the scripture says. I believe that. And it's true. Matthew 24 and 37 says what?
But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man.
So that means whenever God comes in with his word, it's going to be like unto the days of Noah, which means not many people had God or knew God or believed God. There's only eight souls believed God. And these eight souls were saved by the ark.
Thank God. Beautiful.
And Noah was told to build the ark, and many didn't believe it was of God. When you bring God's word in truth, when God comes, it's not many that really want it. They don't believe this is God. So many don't believe that the commandments is God's word. It is. It's the ark of the covenant.
God, beautiful.
It's the ark of the covenant because it's a resting place.
Yes.
Read.
For as in the days that were before the flood,
what?
They were eating and drinking, marrying,
what?
And given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
Well, wait a minute. They've been doing that since the day anyone steps into God, because you have to leave all of those behind that don't believe.
Yes.
And we were out there with them, but when the word came, we recognized this is the place of refuge, the ark of safety. They were drowned in the flood, and many have gone on, and they're going by the second into eternal damnation. The flood is the world.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But we that step into the ark, we've been baptized and flooded by the word, and we arise a new creature.
Beautiful.
We have been saved by water, by the word. Read.
And knew not until the flood came.
What?
And took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man.
So it's the same thing. When the word comes, they're not going to know anything until they're taken away.
Yes.
In other words, the word comes, they don't recognize, and they continue on and eating and drinking, give them until they're taken out of this life. Then they realize, you know what? I missed it.
Yes.
Right,
Everyone in the flood went to damnation if you weren't in the ark. First Chronicles, let's read it again, 13 and 3. We're asking all those in here, come into the ark. Come into God's commandments. Let's bring again the ark home. What?
And let us bring again the ark of our God to us.
What?
For we inquired not at it in the days of Saul.
What?
And all the congregation said that they would do so.
All of them said, we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. What?
For the thing was right in the eyes of all the
people. Isn't that beautiful? It's a beautiful thing when you can see that this is right, because the word is telling you, you shall not add nor take away. Matthew 13 and 15. All right. Everybody cannot see this. If you feel like what the scripture is saying, not what Brother Boyd is saying, but what the scripture is saying, if it's talking to your heart, if it's talking to your mind, if you can see that it's right, you're blessed. If you yield to it. Matthew 13, 15, what does it say?
For this people's heart is waxed gross.
People's heart is waxed gross, mm-hmm, because of these false leaders and false teaching. Yes. What?
And their ears are dull of hearing.
Dull of hearing because full of false teaching. Don't know God. Don't recognize God. What?
And their eyes they have closed.
What?
Least at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears.
What?
And should understand with their heart.
No understanding is telling you plainly, if you keep and do it, you get understanding.
Yes.
You get the wisdom of God. What?
And should be converted, and I should,
isn't that beautiful?
Should heal them.
Turn. That's the first thing the Lord said. Repent. Turn.
Yes.
If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, turn, seek my face, then will I hear from heaven. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Numbers 10 and 33. Let's go there.
Yes.
Say, blessed are your eyes, for they see. Mm-hmm. Numbers 10 and 33. Let's see what the scripture said.
And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey.
3 days' journey. This is Moses.
Yes.
They were departing from the mount.
Yes. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them.
Wait a minute. This ark goes before us today. The word goes before us, letting us know not to have any gods before us. Calling us out of darkness into the marvelous light.
Yes.
Read.
Went before them in the 3 days' journey.
What?
To search out a resting place for them.
These 10 precepts. It's searching out a resting place. Because when you stop having gods before God, you get rest from all the elements and the rudiments of the world. Because that's what control the world, these gods.
Yes.
Not making unto God any graven image. Getting your mind out of what you think then should be. You get rest.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Not taking his name in vain. Vain worshipers. Teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Read.
And the cloud of the Lord was upon them
by day.
Isn't
that beautiful? On them by day, cloud. And what you talking about, cloud? Mm-hmm. God's clouds of witnesses is upon us, yes, daily when we eat the bread. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Keeping us in the rest, bringing back to our remembrance the words of the Lord. Read.
Yes. When they went out of the camp, and as it came to pass when the ark set forward, that Moses said, rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies.
Wait a minute, that ark was the Lord.
Yes.
Because the Lord is the ark.
Beautiful.
The Lord is the commandments.
Yes.
He said, now search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me.
Yes.
The ark was testifying. It's the Lord.
Yes. Beautiful.
It's the Lord that give you rest. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now read the 29th verse.
Yes.
How gracious God was then and yet today.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of
Raguel, the Midianite,
Moses' father-in-law.
What?
We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you.
We're going to the land of Canaan, holiness.
Yes.
When you keep God's commandments, it cleans you up and makes you holy.
Beautiful.
As the scripture says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
Yes.
It converts you.
Yes.
From the old man to the new man. Read.
Come thou with us, and we will do thee good.
What?
For the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel.
What?
And he said unto him.
Wait a minute. Come be with us. He was bringing in a Gentile.
Yes.
Abraham was his father, but he was a Midianite. He wasn't Israel. God only had one people, but God have always been gracious. Give the invitation. And Hobab had wisdom. Moses recognized it. Come be with us. What did he say?
And he said unto him, I will not go.
I will not go. So many cities say, I like your teaching, Brother Boyd, but I'm comfortable being a Baptist. We're saying, come go with us. Let's bring back the ark. What?
But I will depart to mine own land.
I'm going to my own land. Well, wait a minute. That ain't what Father did. That's not what Father Abraham did. He left. But Hobab said, I'm going to my own land. What?
And to my kindred.
And to my kindred. What?
And he said, leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness.
What?
And thou mayest be to us instead of ours.
In other words, you can see. You have wisdom.
Right.
Moses acknowledged that. The meekest man on the earth, he didn't think he was the only one who had wisdom. And although God was feeding him with wisdom, he acknowledged the wisdom that Hobab have. And many of these preachers, they have wisdom, but it's not the wisdom of God. They could be eyes for a lot of people. They could be these prophets and apostles God called for, but they want to stay in their way. They could be eyes for us. What?
And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us,
what?
The same will we do unto thee.
Wait a minute, you're going to get eternal life too. Okay. Whatever God, goodness God show us, you're going to get it too. Isn't that beautiful? But he did not want to go.
Yes.
Now, let's go to Genesis 12 and 1.
Right.
Let's go back and see what the Father did. Now, the Midianites, they claimed Moses as their father also. And he was the priest of Midian. He was a minister.
Yes.
But he wasn't God's minister.
No.
Don't you all get upset because I'm saying this. Because it kind of nullifies what you may have. Genesis 12 and 1, what does it say?
Now the Lord had said unto Abram,
what?
Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred.
Wait a minute, but he wanted to go back to his kindred.
Yes.
But Moses said, come be with the people of God where the ark of safety is. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Moses didn't Abraham didn't have that mind. Lord said, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. What?
And from thy father's house.
From that house you're in.
Unto
all of your father's ways. What?
Unto a land that I will show thee.
What?
And I will make of thee a great
nation. Wait a
minute.
He didn't show it to him then. I will show it to you.
Right.
So Abraham walked by faith, not by sight. I'm going to show you a land. Believe them and let's go.
Yes.
What do you do?
And I will show thee a great nation and I will bless thee.
I will show thee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will make thee a great nation and I will bless thee.
What?
And make thy name great and thou shalt be a blessing.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I will make of thee a great nation.
Thank God.
And I will bless thee and make thy name great.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt be a blessing.
Yes.
And I will bless them that bless thee. Thee. What?
And curse him that curses thee.
And curse him that curseth thee. What?
And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
So if Abraham is your father, and the Muslims say Abraham is their father, but to truly to be in Abraham, you've got to be in the seed of the promise.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Where the ark of God is.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's. So what are the fourth verses? So Abram
departed as the Lord had spoken.
Now wait a minute,
him.
God was speaking to Hobab,
yes,
through Moses.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God is doing today through his anointed. He's speaking to the people.
Yes.
What?
And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Luke
14 and 26. Let's go there.
All right.
Everybody want to follow the Lord, but when you get the conditions, leave your father and your mother house.
Yes.
Leave that.
Yes.
Come follow me. And they also ordered, Lord, just say love, but they ain't left nothing.
That's right.
No, let's get the words. Let's get the true invitation what the Lord said. Go There's
in.
An invitation to come.
Right.
But the invitation that he gives, you got to drop something.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Luke 14:26. So many churches don't bring that up now. Right. They don't bring up the criteria to get to God or what God is calling for. 14:26.
If any man come to me and hate not his father,
what?
And mother and wife and children and
brother. Wait a minute, you gotta hate them. So don't come thinking when you before the service, oh, I gotta go to Chuck E. Cheese because my mother's gonna have a birthday. And she still like to jump into the Chuck E. Cheese bag. You know, she's 89, but she gonna have a birthday. We're taking her Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, come on. No, read.
Yes, and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
He cannot be my disciple. Isn't that beautiful? Read that again.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank
if
God.
Any man come to me. And hate not his father.
Hate not father.
And mother.
Mother.
And wife.
Wife.
And children.
What?
And brethren and sisters. Yea, and his own life also.
What?
He cannot be my disciple.
So if you don't find through the night, say, you know, I'm some junk. Right. I can't be like this. Right. You got to hate it. Because if you don't hate it, you're not going to fight it. You cannot be my disciple. Is that the same thing he told Abraham? Yeah. Leave your father's house. That's all God is saying. Leave all those ways. Yeah. Read.
And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
So you have to bear all of the animosity. Mm-hmm. All of the, what do you call it? The persecution.
Right.
The bad looks, the separation,
right, yes, sir.
Come after God.
Mm-hmm.
You don't come after, you can't be his disciple. That's the criteria. They don't preach that anymore. Say, oh, just love. And they love as long as they're hearing a couple of words, part of about God. And when they leave there, they go about and embrace everything he said, let go. That's what they do.
Yes.
First Chronicles. 13. Let's go back there.
Yes.
We brought the ark back home.
Yes.
Thank God for Bishop Barfield.
Yes, beautiful.
The knowledge came and she brought the ark back home. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they might see me on camera making all these motions and stuff. That's all right. I'm a lively stone.
Yes,
all right. That ain't no big deal. Read 13
mm-hmm.
and 4.
13 and 4. And all the congregation said that they would do so. For the thing was right in the eyes of all the people.
What?
So David gathered all Israel together
from Sihor
of
Egypt,
even unto
to the entering of Hamath,
to bring the ark of God
from Karj of whatever.
Yes.
And David
went up.
Went up.
And all Israel.